Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Jody Euler, host of The Drive, weekday mornings on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, Rob. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, so we'll be able to ask him what in the world is going on with the Suns. And I'm sure, Rob, the fans are ticked off. You and I were in Phoenix when they traded for Kevin Durant for the Super Bowl.
That's
Remember that?
Right. Yep, we were.
And the city was abuzz because they thought they were getting Kevin Durant and thought they were going to get their first championship.
If they were a buzz for that, they were a buzz saw after last night.
Absolutely.
They got chopped in half.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Rob, there's another team on the brink, and we talked about them briefly in the last hour. That's the Philadelphia 76ers. Down 3-1 going back to New York for game 5. And I don't know, Rob. I picked the Knicks in 7. I'd be surprised at this point if it reaches 7 games.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to go 7. I mean, it just it doesn't feel that way. I mean,
no.
Early on, we talked about it. Like, they could have won the first 2 games at Madison Square Garden, Philly.
Especially the second one.
Right.
And they got that one stolen from them by the refs. Right.
2 fouls that weren't called.
Yep.
Not one, but 2.
And they failed to call the timeout by the coach.
Yep.
I mean, all of this was acknowledged by the league. So it's not like we're just saying it.
We're just belly aching over it, right?
Yeah. But, Joe, Rob, I was not at game 4 in Philly. But by all accounts, it was at least half Knicks fans there. Or that's what it felt like, at least, with the cheers and the boos and who the fans were rooting for.
It felt like a Knick game. I got to admit, it felt like a Knick game. And, Chris, you know, we talked about it. We both covered the Knicks. I remember in my heyday of being a beat writer, going to Atlanta with all the Knicks fans. You remember
Atlanta used to
be like Madison Square Garden South.
Right.
Right?
Right. Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
And they're New Yorkers all over the place. We know that. New Yorkers are like roaches. They're everywhere. Okay? But I thought that was a bad look for Philly fans. It spoke volumes to me, Chris, that they don't believe in this team. They don't believe, like, they weren't out of this series like they were down 0-3 and they've been hammered
by any stretch.
Embiid
just dropped 50.
Thank you. And
that, you had
and,
to think
and
you
to sell going. Your tickets, Chris, and give up your seats to your team tells me you're not buying Embiid and what's going on with this team and this roster. You don't feel good about it. Philly sold out. They sold out on them. If I'm Embiid, I'm bummed. I get that they played terrible, Chris, at the end, 0-4 last 11 shots or whatever it was down the stretch. That could happen. You can go cold. You can't make shots. But they didn't know that going into that game, right? That was a
They didn't know that you gave
up your tickets before that.
They looked at making money. That's all that was. And hey, they made some cash. But Rob, here Embiid, you said you'd be bummed. He was. Here he is.
Our fans think he's unfortunate, and I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah. Kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen. Yeah, it's not okay.
Chris, he's 100%. Philly, the Eagles, you better not wear another jersey in that building, Chris. You know
You'll
that.
You'll be fighting.
You'll be fighting if you go down there and wear a Dallas Cowboys jersey at a game in Philly. You know how they are about the Phillies. You know how they are about the Flyers. And it is shocking. We know New York is a quick hour and 10-minute train ride, Chris, so it's an easy commute for New Yorkers, right? But I was shocked. And I think he was being nice. He should have been irate and disappointed in the Philly fans.
Well, I agree. I agree that it was unseemly that they had as many Knicks fans there, or that the Knicks fans took over the Garden. And like you said, Rob, this
you said
is
took over the Garden, Chris.
I'm sorry. Right. Took over the Sixers arena. But, and Philly, it makes it even worse, Rob, that Philadelphia is such a sports town, right? That makes it even worse. I mean, if they had done that in Miami, or even, as you mentioned earlier, Atlanta. It's
right.
Not, I mean, those are bad sports. Now, Miami, to me,
is the worst.
It's terrible. Atlanta might be the worst. They're both bad.
They're both bad. And, Chris,
yeah.
I've been to Miami for the opening season of a Dolphins game. Not a sellout. Like the first game of the year in Miami, I've been to that. We know the Marlins can't draw. They had all the fans for the World Baseball Classic down there, Chris, in South Beach. So they're baseball fans down there. They don't go to the games.
Rob, I wrote when LeBron was in Cleveland for his first stint, the November before he became a free agent. So it was his last year in Cleveland, that first go-round. I wrote a story. They were going to play the Heat. And I wrote a story saying, and I had no idea that this was going to happen, but I wrote a story on ESPN.com saying LeBron James might need to consider going to Miami if he wants to beat Boston and get a championship. Because I was like, they got a big three. He doesn't have the supporting cast.
Right.
You know, D. Wade. I didn't know. I don't even know if I mentioned Bosh, but I was like, him and D. Wade. And, Rob, you know, if a story like that had been written about somebody maybe going to the Knicks, that crowd would have had signs. They would have been cheering that guy. They would have made him feel at home. They would have rolled out the red carpet. Miami fans didn't get there as usual until, like, the second round. The lower bowl was not full until the second quarter. I mean, that's just how they are. And even when they were winning, Rob, with the Heatles, I mean, yeah, it was sold out and packed, but they weren't close to as good of fans as most of these cities, you know, when they got
a championship. I'm with you. Miami's bad. Atlanta's bad.
Yeah.
I once wrote a column for ESPN.com, Chris, called Atlanta the worst sports town in America. You know what? The only reason I know the year is because of the comments. It was 2012. So that was how many years? 12 years ago. 2012 for ESPNNewYork.com. 7,000 comments, Chris, underneath the story. 7,000.
Agreeing, disagreeing?
No, you know, like on both sides. But right. Just the idea, 7,000 comments on a story? Incredible.
It's a terrible sports town. I was there when they won their World Series in 95 when they beat the Cleveland Indians. I was covering the Indians. And, Rob, it was about 75 people outside after they won, like in downtown. I was like, man, Cleveland, they would be going
tore the place
crazy.
Down.
Yes. Right. It was like nothing. But anyway, that's the thing, Rob. They took over a sports fanatic type city. And here's what I will say, though. And I'm not excusing it, but I think I'm just presenting the truth. Rob, just like Joel Embiid was disappointed and ticked off, so are the fans. They're disappointed, Joel Embiid, and ticked off at you and your Sixers. Because you guys should be better than you've been. And I get it that you're hurt, but you're playing 40 minutes.
Right.
And Rob, Joel Embiid has scored 1 point in the last two fourth quarters. Joel Embiid has 2 rebounds in the fourth quarter in this entire series.
Wow.
And you know how much I praise Joel Embiid's jump shot. He is easily the best jump shooting big man ever.
You just it's said incredible. It the other day over Patrick Ewing, yep. We always believed Patrick was.
Yeah, undoubtedly. I mean, it's unbelievable how well he shoots. But, Rob, he might as well be 6'5", because he sits out there at the three-point line and the free throw line, and he plays like he's a guard. And I get that that's a part of your game. You're so good at it. But when you need a bucket, go inside. That's what Jokic is outside a lot, too. But when it's time or when he has a mismatch, he backs you down. And that's what Joel Embiid needs to do. Rob, he had no rebounds in the fourth quarter. Rob, the Knicks backup center, Mitchell Robinson, was out. All right, with an ankle injury. Isaiah Hartenstein played 2 seconds in the fourth quarter because of foul trouble. They were guarding a 7-foot, 300-pound Joel Embiid with Precious Akua, 6'8". And OG Anunoby, 6'7".
Precious, I saw that movie.
There you go. But they were guarding him with those players. Come on, man. I mean, you should be destroying. You should be insulted. But the reason they can guard you with guys like that is because you've made yourself that short by just sitting around settling for jump shots. How about going inside and get some offensive rebounds? I mean, it's just so Rob, the fans are ticked off too. And Joel Embiid didn't pay him money for the fans to come see him. They're paying money to go see him. So I get it that he's disappointed and upset, but so are they. Because year after year, season after season, this is what they see. And so it goes both ways. It was a bad look for Philly fans, but they're like, man, this is enough. This process, when's it going to pay off?
Chris, 100%. And that's why you give up your tickets in a playoff series where your team is only down 2-1, got jobbed out of game 2 at Madison Square Garden. It easily could have been 2-1 Philly, Chris. Can we say that?
Oh, yeah.
Going into that game. And there's a series there, and for them to sell their tickets ahead of time and say, I'll just take the cash because I'm not really buying into, what this team is selling or the idea of of how good they can be and if they're ever going to win a championship, it speaks volumes. I was stunned at the crowd noise and the reactions when the Knicks made baskets in Philly.
And Rob, I'm saying this because I would love to see Joel Embiid cap his career with a championship. The dude is a great player. He's a great scorer and shooter, and he is a good defender. But part of defense also is rebounding. And I get it, he got 10, but he had none in the fourth quarter when push came
when
to
it
shove.
And when it mattered, and they right. didn't get a, but what were they, 0 for the last 11? Like, that's what
he was 0 for 5 in the fourth. This is constructive criticism. And for whatever reason, it seems like nobody in Philly will tell him this. I'm sure they are, but he's not listening. If Joel Embiid wants to win a championship, watch tape this summer, because you're going to be starting summer vacation pretty soon, of Nikola Jokic. And watch when he decides, you know what, it's time, let me go inside. If you're not hitting shots in the fourth, Embiid, then go draw a foul. You're an excellent free throw shooter. Get to the line. If you were tired, and I'm sure you were because you came back late in the season, you played the whole second half, I get it. But, Rob, what goes first when you get tired?
Your legs.
Your legs. Your jump shot.
Yep. That's the first thing you lose.
That's even more reason you need to get your butt down on the bank. He couldn't find the low post with a GPS. So they were ticked off, too, in Philly. Goes both ways, Joel. 877-99 on Fox. Your thoughts on the fans in Philadelphia basically letting the Knicks fans take over their arena. Were they justified, though? Because Philly, just let's face it, you played soft! Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a three-time Manager of the Year and a three-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulators called HISA. And HISA is implementing comprehensive reforms and the sport's combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. I love this. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on the Philadelphia fans letting the Knicks and their fans take over their home arena. Your thoughts?
Unbelievable. Here we go. Gary in Alabama, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Other people want to chime in, 877-99 on Fox. What's up, Gary?
Hey, man. I'm telling you, I watched that whole game, right? And Joel Embiid was a joke. Why he's mad at the fans, I'll never understand it. The fans are out on this team, and so are the Philadelphia 76ers. They don't have a chance. And they don't need to make it to the next round because you will get the same result. And I'm out.
Yeah, that's what I say, Ross. Some of the fans are like, you know, they're like you said, they're down on this team.
They're down. They really are. And they've been asked to, Chris, you know, what was it?
They were asked to give up about 4 or 5 years with the process.
With the process,
to
right.
To support us. We're not trying to win. We can't win. We're getting players on our team that we know we will lose with. But trust us, it's a process.
I thought that was like a hairstyle with a process, no? Just to put the process
it might
on.
As well have been. I mean, that's about as effective as it was.
You know? I mean, up with Chris. Like
Rob G, you're a rabid Lakers fan.
Could you imagine that in your building, what happened on Sunday?
No, not at all. And you what's funny is L.A.'s not even a sports town like that. Laker games
especially.
Yeah,
I don't think Laker – yeah, look, obviously you've got rabid Laker fans who know the game, so I don't mean in that regard. But, yeah, that arena – first of all, it's cavernous. So it doesn't get as loud and the crowd's not as close to the floor as a lot of places are. And secondly, you do have the pretty people, the celebrities in the front rows. And so, you know, Clippers games are more like the regular just people.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like Lakers.
Yeah.
Lakers is, you know, they high to well-to-do bougie fans. I'm not trying to rip them. But I'm just saying, at the games, or at least the lower level, Rob G, you would even agree with that. For the most part,
the real Laker fans are priced out of going to these games.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Point blank, period.
There
it's just
go.
Not realistic. I've only been to 2 Lakers playoffs games in my entire life because how expensive they are.
Did they win those games?
They
you
did.
Remember them?
And I had to sit way at the top because you got to pay thousands of dollars to sit in the lower bowl.
People ask me all the time, they say they think I'm a Clippers fan because I always go to Clippers games. And you know why I go? Because I can afford those tickets. I'm not even kidding you, Chris. Sometimes, my buddies, they want to go and go to a game and hang out. And you know what I mean? Grab some
food.
Let's
go to the Clippers.
I'm like, let's go to the Clippers. I never go to – when I went to the Lakers and I took my nephew and nephews and my brother, it was $2,000 for 4 tickets.
It's wild. And I say this, too.
877-99 on Fox if you want to get in.
When you're up top at a Lakers game, you're up top. You darn near in the clouds. I mean, it's like I said, because of the way it's built, it's cavernous, and they got all these loges in the middle. And so you're really up high, higher than a lot of places when you're up high in the crypto.com center. So, but yeah, Rob G, that as a rabid Lakers fan, do you get though? Where are you at on this? I mean, do you get the fan side of this?
Yeah, he's on the horn.
No, I'll tell you what. I think Rob and you, Chris, both hit the nail on the head. I believe that this would not have happened if Sixers fans and Philadelphia fans at large believed in this team.
And they don't.
They don't. They absolutely do not.
And the series was 2-1. There's no reason to give up your tickets.
And you guys were on this even last Monday. If you listen to the Odd Couple show, or if you missed just the best of the week Odd Couple podcast comes out on Saturdays, that segment you guys did on Joel Embiid and the reality about his playoff career is in that podcast. Those numbers have only gotten worse since then.
Since then,
including that 50 burger that he had the other day. 6 of his last 14 playoff games, he shot 42% or worse.
Yeah.
And he's 7'2", 300 pounds, and he plays like he's a shooting guard.
Right. Yep. It's amazing.
And it's a city like Philadelphia that's gritty, that's hard-nosed. They love Joel Embiid. I know that from the regular season. But I think you can tell even them that they're starting to turn the constant injury issue.
Yep.
If it's not a stomach bug, it's an ankle. Now he's got, you know, Bell's palsy, which is serious things. But it's like, at what point do you just say, you know what, he's not the guy for us. Right.
Right.
No,
right.
No doubt about it.
Let's squeeze in Sean from Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother's behind the board. Real quick, I know y'all up against it, man. I feel like the Philadelphia fans are proven year after year in multiple sports, man. They are the toughest critics.
Yes.
They tend to front run, so when they're not good, they don't show up. When they're good, they think they could be better. So I'm not surprised. But the other thing, too, is, man, I don't think Joel Embiid is exempt from any of the blame either, man. He always finds somebody to blame, whether that be Ben and his ousting, James Harden and him not showing up. It's always been somebody else. And this time he looked like he had a team around him that could take him there, and he breaks down like he does every year. So he has to look himself in the mirror before he looks at the fans.
Nah, no doubt. No, I mean, what's the point of being 7 feet tall if you never go near the rim?
Yeah, you should utilize it. And we don't say that that's the only thing you could do. But if something isn't working for you, why not, you know, have more than one option or more than one shot? It doesn't make sense.
And there's a serious misunderstanding, I guess. People seem to feel like if I work on my jumper and I really get it good, I don't have time to work on my post game. I'm working on my J. Or if I'm working on my post game, I don't have time to go outside. No, you can work on both. You can work on both. It's not that difficult. If you're that big and strong, honestly, I don't think it's that difficult for a professional athlete to develop a few post moves. It's not. I'm sorry. Dude's huge. All right. We got Jody Ayler from The Drive in Phoenix coming up in a moment. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our next guest, as we go to you live from the TireRack.com studios, is the host of The Drive weekday morning show on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. We welcome in Jody Ayler. Jody, welcome to the Odd Couple.
Hey, thanks for having me. We in Phoenix would love to be talking about opposing fans taking over the arena, but that's happening until October.
You just got opposing teams taking over your arena. Like, what? I mean, the mood there must be crazy. Who are they putting the blame on in Phoenix?
I know there's plenty of blame pie.
Yeah, there's a big slice for Frank Vogel. There's a lot of Kevin Durant blame, and I got to say it's justified. He had a bunch of quotes over the last few months where he just clearly was like, I'm not the leader of the team. It's the coach. There's other guys that can make shots in the fourth quarter. And I'm combining a few quotes over the last few weeks from KD. But that's the top. I personally blame Matt Ishbia, the owner, because I think it starts at the top. And you don't have a basketball decision maker. He's basically running it with
Terrible.
James Jones and Isaiah Thomas. And Mark Bartlestein's son is the president and CEO. It's a mess right now, Phoenix guys.
Man, and when people, Chris and I talked about it, when they got Kevin Durant, my God, oh my, you know, Devin Booker, they were in the finals a couple years ago. They were on the cusp with up 2-0 and never won another game. And to be in this position with the future all, you know, they said F the picks, they gave them all up. They got one pick in the first or second round over the next 4 or 5 years. I mean, it looks like a disaster.
There's no way out. There's no escape plan. There's no, like, even if you trade Devin Booker or Kevin Durant, you don't get to reap the benefits of that because all of your picks are already owed to somebody else. So now you got to root for the team that you just traded Kevin Durant or Devin Booker to be bad, and that's probably not going to happen. So they're probably, I mean, logically running it back is probably their best option, but nobody expects that to work with a championship. It's just running it back because there are no good options.
Well, that I was wondering, like you said, Beal is going to be all but untradeable with the no-trade clause and 3 years, $160 million left. I would keep Booker just because he's the youngest, and you could theoretically kind of restart with him still in his prime. I would look to trade Kevin Durant. Do you think that is something that they might do, or you think they just going to run it back and push around the edges?
I mean, I think they have to consider it. I think everybody's waiting to hear from the owner to find out where his head's at, and I agree with you. I think the Knicks would be a great spot. Julius Randle, Bogdanovich, and a pick. I think the Pelicans could be an option. The Miami Heat are always hunting for big games. So I think the question then becomes, though, if you trade KD, how do you actually improve? And if you've got Kevin Durant off the team, then Bradley Beal's a bigger role, and he and Booker are probably the most awkward combination. Kevin Durant and Bradley Beal work. Kevin Durant and Devin Booker can work. Right. But Bradley Beal and Devin Booker can't really work because you do need a point guard, but you can't have three guys that are sub 6'5 or smaller in your backcourt for 82 games. So it's a really tough one because you're right. Trading Bradley Beal is the easy way. He's got a no-trade clause. He's got negative trade value.
Yep.
So KD might be the only option, but I don't see how that actually makes you better. It just kind of makes you feel better. You know what I mean?
How about the Bradley Beal? Chris and I talked about this earlier. The front office in Washington, they should get a bonus today that they somehow was able to unload Bradley Beal for real and that Phoenix bought on it. Because that contract, talk about 3 years. What is it, 3 years, Chris, 160 left?
About 160
left. I mean, like what a terrible deal. And then you saw what he did to Vogel yesterday where he slapped away his hand. Like, I would just be like, oh, my God, we got three more years of this.
I wanted Adam Silver to step in and revoke his no-trade clause after he turned the ball over five times in the fourth quarter.
Yeah,
he
was bad.
Points. He was brutal. Now, he's owned it. He owned it today, but he's 31 years old, guys. You don't typically start getting healthier and better at this point in your career. So that money, he's good. Like, he's got his money. He's got his control. But he is an albatross right now based on the production and what they owe him. And there is no way out. And you're right. It's bad when you're the Phoenix Suns and you're saying, man, the Washington Wizards got us. Like, the Wizards pulled a fast one on us. I mean, that's a tough way to go if you're the Suns.
It is.
You said Vogel's getting a lot of blame, and I get it. He certainly didn't do a great job. But, I mean, they gave him a five-year, $31 million deal. He's been there 1 year. I get wanting to get rid of him. I do think he's a pretty good coach. But
you're going to eat 4 years?
That's a lot of money to eat. And bring in, as you said, even if you bring in another guy, you're probably not winning a championship. Your hope is that you can just maybe get close and who knows if you get lucky. But do you think that they'll go ahead and, I mean, it's hard to replace a coach after 1 year.
I don't think he's got the support of the biggest stars the way he needs to survive this.
Wow.
I don't think he's a bad guy, and I don't think the team actively dislikes him. He was brought in to effectively be a defensive coordinator and a caretaker. This was not a culture that he was supposed to be building from scratch. And what's clear is this team needs a much stronger voice and presence than just a defensive coordinator who's there to kind of make sure things don't go bad. Things went bad, and the defense was fine, but he's not a strong enough person. Now, I always think all the time, like, what would have happened if the Suns would have hired a coach like Ime Udoka last year? That's kind of the personality type Kevin Durant and Devin Booker need, because they're not outspoken. They're not vocal. They just want to get there and get their buckets and get out. They work incredibly hard. They're really, you know, good basketball players and teammates, but they're not vocal leaders. And neither is Frank Vogel. He's a really nice guy. And I think it's not about he's a bad coach that failed. I think it's kind of the wrong teacher for the wrong class, you know.
See, I thought Monty would get in you. I thought Monty was good, but I guess it just went.
Oh, that went too, south. Too they didn't want him.
No, I know. Everybody had turned on him, right?
Yeah, everybody was out of Monty. Monty ran, like, that was an incredible hire, but he was for one phase of the Suns. You know, there's some local buzz, and I respect your guys' opinion so much, so I'm going to use this, your reaction for my show tomorrow morning. J.J. Redick's name is thrown out there as a guy. You know, he had some interest last year in coaching. I would be curious what he would do with the Suns, but even the greatest X's and O's guy on the planet probably can't fix that. You got three playable basketball players, a weak bench, and not enough size. I don't know what anyone can do with
as
that.
Long as, Redick, as long as it's not a podcast to be named later in that deal, I would take it.
Redick would be interesting. There's no doubt he knows the game. The question is, you know, he's a contemporary of these guys.
Right.
You know, of Durant. I mean, I don't even know if he's as old as Kevin Durant. I don't know offhand the ages, but I just wonder, would he be able to get that respect? I'm not saying he couldn't, but that's just something I would wonder about. Not only were, you know, they played with him, they played against him, and they were better than him. You know what I mean? And so wonder with that. Usually, you know, a lot of the coaches, Phil Jackson, Steve Kerr, they weren't great players, but they played in the previous generation.
Right.
You know, like these players didn't play against them and think, man, I was taking you to the cup all day, anytime I wanted. I played against you. You didn't always hustle. You know, so I just wonder about that. But I think Redick will be a good head coach if he gets a job. I just wonder if this is the type of job for him. It might, maybe to me, it's more of a younger team, well, maybe.
Yeah, go ahead and answer that. You got, because I have one other point I want to make.
I think you're spot on, and I think the challenge there is, you know, with the second apron punishment, they can't really add anybody to make this team different. And so if you're asking J.J. Redick to come in and get Kevin Durant to you know, he has zero offensive rebounds in the entire series against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Zero offensive rebounds.
Look, at this point, Kevin Durant's a scorer. He doesn't really rebound. He doesn't defend. He's not a terrible defender. He's not a great defender. He's not a great rebounder, not a great pass. He's a scorer. You just need to plop him in and let him score, but you got to get other people to do the other stuff.
And, Jody, tomorrow on your show, you could steal it. I've already said Kevin Durant is NBA dead, so that's what he is.
Well, listen, he had fewer threes in the entire series than Anthony Edwards had in game four. So you talk about being a scorer. That's a scorer. That scoring in a way that the NBA doesn't value as much anymore. And so he's got.
They're all like that. Booker, Beal, and I mean, they.
Exactly.
And you quickly before you go, because I've said this before about Kevin Durant. I get it. Your rhythm is your rhythm, right? And he's grew up as a mid-range jump shooter. That's how he made his, you know, superstardom in the league. So I get that. My rhythm is in the mid-range. But you have had years now. You've had darn near a decade where you see, you know what? It's about the three-point shot now. So you could have worked on your three-point shot to the point where now you are more comfortable taking it. I get it. He shoots it well. He just doesn't shoot it enough. I've been saying this for years. He shoots 5 threes a game. He should be shooting like 10. But he must not feel the rhythm, and there's no excuse for it now because you've had plenty of years to work on it at this point.
And if he doesn't change, and he hasn't, then as we know, you adapt or die. And the Suns right now are dead. And if he doesn't adapt and he's on this team next year, they'll be DOA all over again. Yeah. So it's a lot of changes. It's a lot, not a lot of options. They need Kevin Durant to change. They need Devin Booker's never been a great three-point shooter. He's a good three-point shooter. But they need a different style. They probably need a different voice. But the results are probably the same, guys, because the West is absolutely loaded, and I don't know how you get past Ant put Devin Booker and Kevin Durant in their place as a superstar. He is a superstar now. I don't think you could look at both those guys and say they're equal to Anthony Edwards right now.
All right, Jody Ehler, host of The Drive, weekday mornings, Fox Sports Radio 910 Phoenix. Thanks, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yep, more Odd Couple. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Rob, Celtics up 53-36 at half, but the big story, Kristaps Porzingis, a right calf tightness.
Is he out for the night?
He's out right now, right?
I wouldn't
Doubtful to return.
Yeah, I wouldn't put him back in. I mean, they were up big. You just got to get through this one and hope that it is. I'm just so tired of hearing about injuries. I know we can't help it, and I know they can't help it, and I know these things happen and have happened in years gone by.
Damian Lillard,
Jimmy Butler,
Giannis, Jimmy Butler, now Chris Stapps, maybe Jamal Murray. He's dealing with something. It's crazy.
Smush Parker for the Lakers isn't playing. I'm just saying. It's just everybody's hurt.
You wonder, like, and we've talked, you know, we've gotten various theories, right, from players, ex-players. Is it that these guys aren't going hard enough in the regular season as far as playing enough games to get their bodies ready for playoff intensity and playoff-level basketball? Is it that the way the game is played now with the floor so spread out, defensively you have to cover a lot more ground, that's tougher on your joints? Is that why guys keep getting hurt? I don't know. But Rob, injuries have always happened, but you and I have talked about it before. It does feel like it's more now.
It just
we don't
does.
Have the data, but yeah, this is crazy.
I don't know why we feel that way, Chris. We've covered the league for a long time. I'd say it a million times, 1987. And I know there were injuries in the playoffs. I'm not even sitting here acting like everybody played every playoff game and nobody was ever hurt. But it seems worse than ever before.
Yeah, it really does. And I don't know what exactly it is, but this is the best time of the year. This is the showcase time of the year. Your ratings are higher than ever. Everybody's into the NBA. There's no NFL football. Baseball still
just
relatively
started.
Early in the season. And to have so many guys. That, like, Rob, if Porzingis is seriously hurt and he has to miss, say, the rest of the playoffs, it could be the Knicks. And I'm not – I mean, that's great for Knicks fans. But I'm just saying, Rob, like, Philly would have not advanced because of injury. Milwaukee would have gotten bounced likely because of injury. And now Boston and Miami. Like, all of those teams who you could argue are better than the Knicks would have gotten bounced by injuries as much as anything else. It's just unfortunate. Fortunately, you don't have these issues in the West, right? The West is pretty healthy. Hopefully, Jamal Murray will be able to play, because that would be a real downer if the defending champs don't even get a legit chance. And they were rolling, right? 3-0, 3-1 with Murray, and then he gets hurt, and whether they lose to the Lakers or not, it'd be tough for them to get through the whole West and have a chance to defend if they're not healthy. So, all right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up the second hour of a three-hour show. Y'all know what to do. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.